She was 5 years old and stood paralyzed, watching the scene unfold before her as if it was a dream she could not wake up from. She could hear her mother's faint and distant voice calling out to her, but her eyes remained fixed on the nightmarish event before her. Terrified men, women, and children were fleeing from their homes, taking with them anything they could carry. Houses and huts were on fire, and thieves and hooligans with machetes and sticks ran into homes, looting and pillaging as women were dragged into the bush screaming, their abandoned babies weeping. The little village in the northern province of Rwanda had been turned upside down. Muzanze district, her home, was crowned as Rwanda's most mountainous region and the gateway to Volcanoes National Park, the renowned haven of the mountain gorillas. It was a beautiful land, close to the twin lakes of Lake Burera and Lake Ruhondo, and a sea of banana plantations. But today, hell had descended upon it. Amidst the chaos, Tassian's attention was consumed by the one scene before her. Her little house, which more resembled a hut, was engulfed in flames. The thatched roof was being swallowed by the giant flame, the thin wooden beams that held it having given way. As Tassian watched, it finally caved in, and the fire poured through the modest home, devouring whatever was left inside with a belch of smoke. The only place she had ever lived was turning into ash, with dark smoke ascending into the heavens. Although the entire majority Tutsi village was being razed to the ground, from her vantage point, her whole world as she knew it was evaporating before her eyes. "Tassi, now!" The bellow of her father snapped her to attention, and with a last glance at the ashen pile, she ran into her father's arms, her eyes finally giving way to a rush of tears. The calloused strong hands of her father wiped her tears and picked her up, and he reassured her that all would be well. Leaving the screaming and helpless pleas behind, the Mukaminega family of nine faced the rough forests of the Muzanze wilderness and began their exodus into uncertainty.